A crime scene that has become all too familiar for journalists across Mexico. Lourdes Maldonado López had been targeted before for doing her job, but this time she didn't survive. Gunmen shot her as she waited in a car in Tijuana's Santa Fe neighborhood. Police received a call, but it was too late when they arrived at the scene.
The Secretary of Security and Citizen Protection had the responsibility to continue to offer security to Lourdes Maldonado. She'd said that when she'd arrive home in the evenings, it was when she felt most vulnerable. She did not have that protection.
López is the second journalist to be killed in Mexico in less than a week, and the third this month alone. On Monday, another journalist, Margarito Martinez, who covered police and crime stories, was also killed. The Committee to Protect Journalists has called on Mexico to investigate the attack thoroughly and transparently.
The brutal reality of Mexico nowadays is that the federal, state and the municipal government simply don't investigate the crimes against the population in general or against human rights activists and journalists.
In 2019, López told Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador she'd feared for her life and asked for support. It followed a labor dispute where she sued an influential former employee for unfair dismissal, a lawsuit she won a few days ago.
It is very painful what happened in Tijuana. We will soon investigate. She was indeed here in the beginning of 2019 to make a complaint about the labor issue and she was assisted. Unfortunately, this happened. We need to see if this assassination is connected to the labor issue or not and find who is responsible.
Mexico is one of the most dangerous countries for journalists. More than 100 media workers have been murdered in the last couple of decades, but only a fraction of those crimes have led to convictions. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera.